Shalom, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. By now, you're aware that I'm presently in Israel, celebrating Yom HaAtzma'ut, and I prepared this particular program. You know, I've been on the air now 40 years or so, and I've produced 39 or 40 Yom HaAtzma'uts and Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaShoah, and I just decided no reason to reinvent the wheel. I went back to 1991, April 14th, actually, of 1991, where I prepared a special Yom HaAtzma'ut program when I used to be on at Seton Hall University from 9 to 11 every Sunday evening. So I just decided, let's go back those 27 years ago and listen to a rebroadcast of something that is as relevant today as it was those 27 years ago. As we hear the opening theme of the Exodus, this is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you to another 2 hours of Jewish soul. Each week we bring you the best in cantorial, Yiddish, Israeli, and American Jewish music. We come to you from WSOU at Seton Hall University in beautiful South Orange, New Jersey. The phone number here, if you wish to call me, is 201-761-9768. That's 201-761-9768. As you can guess, last week was a commemoration for Yom HaShoah, always followed by the celebration of Yom HaAtzma'ut, the creation of the State of Israel. And that's what we'll be dedicating these next 2 hours to, Yom HaAtzma'ut, to the creation of that brave small state, the country of Israel. Remind your friends to tune in. I know you've been talking about the show. Obviously, if you're listening, you enjoy it. And you've been meaning to tell your friends to tune in. So why don't you take a minute right now and call up so that they can share in the joy of this show along with you and with me. For those lovers of Chazonis, the lineup for the second hour will be Dovid Kusevitzky, then on to Dovid Reutemann, Yossele Rosenblatt, Yaakov Kusevitzky, Avraham Brunn, Jan Pierce, Mordechai Hirschman, and we'll end with Joseph Malavani. So that's our lineup for the second hour. Most of it will have some outstanding selections for Yom HaAtzma'ut. Well, you know, I'm a creature of habit, and I do have my traditions, and certainly it's a tradition for each Yom HaAtzma'ut show to take you back to November 1947, to those exciting days, and to hear the words from the United Nations concerning the creation of Israel.
And on November 29th, 1947,
we will proceed the roll call. You all know how to vote. Those who are in favor will say yes. Those who are against will say no. And the abstainers, always they know what to say. We will start it now.
Afghanistan? No. Argentina? Argentina? Abstention? Australia? Yes. Belgium? Yes. Bolivia? Yes. Brazil? Yes. Belarus? Yes.
The final vote on the United Nations Palestine Partition Resolution had begun. The galleries were filled with tense and anxious spectators.
Abstention.
Some of the votes were hardly unexpected.
Iran? No. Iraq? No. Lebanon? No. Soviet Union? Yes. United Kingdom? Abstain. The United States? Yes. Uruguay? Yes. Venezuela? Yes. Yemen? No. Yugoslavia? Abstain. Four, six, eight, ten.
The news reached Tel Aviv at midnight, and the world tuned in on Mogrebi Square. A good cross-section of Tel Aviv's population is here tonight, about 20,000 jam-packed in Mogrebi Square, where loudspeakers have been set up to announce the result of the important vote that's now taking place in New York. People are standing on top of trucks and buses, hanging over balconies and out of windows, perched on top of street lamps and telephone poles, all waiting for the momentous word that may spell victory or defeat for their 2,000-year dream of a Jewish homeland. I think you can hear that loudspeaker now. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Partition passed, 33 to 13, and is this crowd excited? They're starting their horror dances now. All over the square, little circles are forming. People are laughing and crying and shouting and whirling around in the wild horror dance. Perhaps you can hear it now. They're starting to sing Hatikva, the Jewish national anthem, away off in a corner of the square, and gradually, the horror dances are breaking up and people are taking up the refrain of Hatikva. All around me, I can see Jews weeping unashamed while they sing. Let's listen to them.
think there's a more stirring rendition of HaTikva than hearing that rendition sung at the announcement of the creation of the State of Israel. Songs have always been a part of Israel, of Israeli life, in war and in peace. The Palmach, the Israeli commandos, had their own song, Shir HaPalmach. Let's hear Richard Tucker. It's been a mystery as to why we Jews have suffered, why so much has been heaped upon us.
Father, can you answer me? Why is there such bigotry? Why were tribes of Israel lost? Why was there a Holocaust? If we live by holy law, why is man still waging war? Is it all a travesty? Father, can you answer me? We were slaves in Pharaoh's land. We were freed by God's command. People of the book are we. For ourselves we have to be. Let my people go, we dreamed. Eretz Yisrael redeemed. Our legacy. Israel, our cry, keep Jerusalem restored. May it be thy will, O Lord. Ethics of our fathers learn, Aliyah means we return. In the covenant we trust, walking humbly as we must. With Yerushalayim ours, no more Dachau's, Babiar's. At the wall we do not wail, at Entebbe's we don't fail, at Masada we won't die. We say Am Yisrael Chai. Say Beba Dai, Yisrael Chai. Say Beba Dai, Yisrael Chai. On high, say Alevi, Yisrael Chai, Yisrael Chai.
Paul Zim, Father, can you answer me? Shuli Natan will be singing Lu Yehi, All We Pray For. Yes, all we pray for is peace.
Od yesh mifras lavan ba'ofek mul anan shachor kaved.
Yeah.
Noladti l'shalom, I was born for peace. Words and music by Uzi Hitman. This song was written when the Egyptian president Anwar Sadat made his historic visit to Israel a few years ago. The song was sung to him in Beersheba in three languages, Hebrew, English, and Arabic. Ani noladti l'shalom, I was born to live in peace. Sherak Yagia, oh let it arrive. Sherak Yavo, oh let it come. Sherak Yofia, oh let it appear. It's in the chorus. I was born for the dream. In it, I see peace coming. I was born for the desire and the belief that it will come. Let's hear the sexta group, Noladti L'Shalom. Ani Noladti L'Shalom. We heard Lu Yehi, which was written by Naomi Shemer. She certainly wrote so many of the favorite songs that we play, and certainly many peace songs. She wrote this next song called Machar, Tomorrow. This is a song of prayer. Tomorrow, all soldiers will take off their uniforms, and the old battleships will be loaded with oranges. This is not a dream. It will come true. Tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, the day after. But it will come. Machar, Yavo, and Machar Ulai Bachol Hamisholim. That is, tomorrow, 1,000 homes will be built, and songs will waft from their balconies. She's just so very positive in this song. Tomorrow, perhaps, on all the paths, a lion will lead a flock. Tomorrow, 1,000 bells will sing. The many festive bells will ring. Machar.
המשחטות הישנות ידעינו תפוחי זהב. כל זה אינו משל ולא חלום, זה נכון כאור בצהריים. כל זה יבוא מחר אם לא היום, ואם לא מחר אז מוכרותיים. מחר אולי בכל המשעולים ארי בעדר צום ינהג. מחר קובת אלף ענבלים, המון פעמונים של חג. כל זה אינו משל ולא חלום, זה נכון כאור בצהריים. כל זה יבוא מחר אם לא היום, ואם לא מחר אז מוכרותיים. מחר יקומו אלף שיקורים ושיר יעוף במרפסות. קלניות וצבעונים יעלו מתוך הפריסות. כל זה יום השם ולא חלום, זה נכון כאור בצהריים. כל זה יום מחר אם לא היום, ואם לא מחר אז מוכרותיים. מחר והצד מה יפשוט מדם מבין יחבור לדם. אחר כל איש עם נגד שתי ידיו את מה שהוא חלם היום. לא, 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 לא. כל זה יבוא מחר אם לא היום, ואם לא מחר, ואם עוד לא מחר, ואם עוד לא מחר אז מחרתיים. אם לא מחר, מחרתיים.
Machar. Where were you in 1961? 61 is 30 years ago. Wow. That's when the play Milk and Honey first came out with Robert Weed, Mimi Benzel, and Molly Picon. Let's hear the song Milk and Honey.
This is the land of milk and honey. This is the land of sun and song. And this is a world of good and plenty, humble and proud and young and strong. And this is the place where the hopes of the homeless and the dreams of the lost combine. This is the land that heaven blessed, and this lovely land is mine.
This is the land of milk and honey. This is the land of sun and song. And this is the world of good and plenty, humble and proud and young and strong. And this is the place where the hopes of the homeless and the dreams of the lost combine. Oh, this
honey's kind of bitter and the milk's a little sour.
This is the world.
Do know the pebble is the state's official flower. How about the tensions, political dissensions, and no one ever mentions that the scenery is barren and torrid and arid and horrid. And how about the border when the Syrians attack? How about the Arab with the rifle in your back? How about the water while there is of it is fine, but this lovely land is mine.
What if the earth is
dry? Dry and barren, what if the morning sun is mean to us? For this is a state of mind we live in. We want it green, and so it's green to us. For when you have wonderful plans for tomorrow, somehow even today looks fine. So what if it's rock and dust and sand?
Milk and Honey. Another very famous song from that show was Shalom. And let's hear Richard Tucker with his version of that beautiful song.
Shalom. Shalom, you find shalom, the nicest greeting you know. It means bonjour, salut, and skull, and twice as much as hello. It means a million lovely things, like peace be yours, welcome home. And even when you say goodbye, you say goodbye with shalom. It's a very useful word. It can get you through the day. All you really need to know, you can hardly go wrong. You're bilingual as long as you say. Shalom, 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 the nicest greeting I know. Shalom, 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 means twice as much as hello. It means a million lovely things, like peace be yours, welcome home. Even when you say goodbye, if your voice has I don't want to go in it, say goodbye with a little hello in it, and say goodbye with shalom. Shalom, 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 the nicest greeting I know. Shalom, 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 means twice as much as hello. It means a million lovely things, like peace be yours, welcome home. Even when you say goodbye, if your voice has I don't want to go in, say goodbye with a little hello in it, and say goodbye with shalom.
Shalom, Richard Tucker. The last war, ha milchama ha achrona, ani mavtiach lach. I promise you, my little daughter, Shezotia Hamilchamar Harchona, in the name of all the farm boys who let fruit spoil on the vines, to die on shrapnel-spinning mines, in the names of gentle teachers who left their marks on blood-red blackboards in the sand, in the name of children, in the names of all the fathers, I swear, my little girl, I swear to you once more, I swear that this will be the last of all the wars. Sung by Yehoram Gaon.
בשם כל הטנקיסטים ופניהם המאובקות אשר עברו את כל האש והשחיקות, בשם הימאים אשר פשטו על הנמלים ועיניהם כבדות ממלח וגדים, אני מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה שזאת תהיה המלחמה האחרונה, אני מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה שזאת תהיה המלחמה האחרונה. בשם הטייסים אשר פרצו אל קרב זועם ונצרפו באש טילים ואש נונמם, בשם הצנחנים שבין עופרת ואשם ראו אותך כמו מלאך מעל ראשם, אני מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה שזאת תהיה
certainly our belief and our dream that this will be the last war, perhaps. Kachol V'Lavan, the blue and the white, was composed in underground in the Soviet Union and secretly carried on from mouth to ear, from Jew to Jew. For quite a long while, nobody knew who the composer was. He preferred to remain incognito, fearing for his personal freedom and life. Jews who immigrated from the USSR brought the song with them, and this is its text. Blue and white, this is my color. Blue and white, the color of my land. Blue and white, Mount Hermon and Sea of Galilee. Blue and white, this is my color forever. To the Jew, even if it is impossible for him to reach Zion, being physically remote from the land of Israel, Zion constitutes his natural homeland, and the colors of Israel's national flag are the colors of his flag, symbolizing his personal belongingness. Let's hear Kachol V'Lavan.
שחור ולבן צבעי אדמתי כחול ולבן כחול ולבן זה צבע שלי כל ימי לעולם כחול ולבן כמו שיר כמו חלום כחול ולבן תקווה לשלום כחול ולבן כחול ולבן זה צבע שלי כל ימי לעולם כחול ולבן אין צבע אחר כחול ולבן אני רק חוזר כחול ולבן כחול ולבן זה צבע שלי כל ימי
Edna Gorin singing Kachol V'Lavan. Pleased to have with me once again for his weekly commentary, Rabbi Sholem Gordon of Congregation Avas Tzion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Good evening, Rabbi Gordon.
Good evening, Charlie. Throughout the centuries, the faith of the Jew has often been tried, and although the specific tests and trials vary with the era and locality, they can be generally classified into two categories, trials related to poverty or oppression, and trials related to wealth or pleasure. Of the two, the trial of wealth is the more difficult to overcome. The prophet Isaiah, talking of the future redemption of our people, says, "When the great shofar of redemption will be blown, then shall they gather who are lost in the land of Assyria, and they who are banished in the land of Egypt." Assyria and Egypt symbolize respectively the tests of wealth and poverty. In Egyptian exile, the Jews were harshly oppressed, both physically and spiritually. They were kept in the most abject servitude, made to perform hard labor, and were truly impoverished, lacking their basic spiritual as well as physical needs. By contrast, Assyria, Ashur, symbolizes the test and temptation of wealth, of having it good. In Assyrian exile, there was no servitude and an abundance of material riches. Moreover, there were no decrees limiting their spiritual way of life, and no obstacles were placed in the path of their religious activities. Sanherib, the Assyrian monarch who drove the 10 tribes into exile, only wanted the Jewish people to leave the Holy Land, upon which the eyes of God, your God, gaze from the beginning of the year until the year's end, and come to live in Assyria. In the Holy Land, the Jews were somehow aware of godliness. Sanherib, however, wanted the Jews to leave this behind. He wanted them to live in Ashur, Assyria, a land of wealth, happiness, and pleasure. In this way, he could induce them to forget God and his laws. Despite the affluence of the Assyrian exile, the prophet uses the severe and drastic description lost when he refers to the Jews in Assyria. On the other hand, when describing the Jews in Egypt, he employs the milder adjective banished. Evidently, the Egyptian exile, poverty and oppression was a less severe trial than the Assyrian wealth and comfort. Today we can also see millions of Jews living under oppression and deprivation in the contemporary Egypt. Yet identity and have not forgotten Israel or God. The harsh decrees and the deprivation of their basic religious rights have only temporarily displaced and banished them, but inwardly they long for an exodus from Egypt so that they may live a full Jewish life. And that's how why we see so many tens of thousands of Russian Jews flocking to Israel. On the other hand, we also see the communities of today's Assyria in the free world. We see communities living in an affluent society with complete freedom, at liberty to worship and to observe mitzvahs with the same enthusiasm and intensity as was common in Eastern European communities 100 years ago. Yet the Assyrian Jews have thus far failed to make the most of this golden opportunity. They have been affected by their comfort and security to such an extent that they are becoming lost. As in Isaiah's day, the test of wealth is still the more difficult to overcome. Let us hope that the events of the last few months and the great miracles that we have seen are the beginning of that great shofar which will awaken even the Assyrian Jews, the Jews of comfort, to remind themselves of their ties to God, our faith, and Israel. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Shulman Gordon of Congregation Avot Zion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. And the rabbi has his class every Monday evening on Tanya. I know with the time change, it's now, I'm sure it is 8:30 in the evening at 421 Boyden Avenue. That's Maplewood, New Jersey, between Springfield Avenue and Stuyvesant Avenue. Lo teda milchama, you shall not know war. Land my father adored, land of sun and sea, my land, how long must your fields be covered with grief and blood? If only we could live in peace. Land of milk and honey, if only you would know war no more. Yoram Gaon.
Chemdat avodai Eretz shehi Shemesh v'yam Eretz sheli Ad matai Al sdotayich Tzar v'dam Elef alfei totachim Lach lo yuchlu Lach lo yuchlu Lo rak yachol lanu besheket lichyot Eretz chalavat udevah
חדש לא תדע
beautiful thought. Paul Zim sings one of my favorites next, Yisrael.
What am I doing here with powers that scrape the sky? What am I doing here just watching days gone by? I'm living here alone, a number, not a face. I have to get away and leave this lonely place to Israel, the only land where I was meant to be. Israel, Yerushalayim, your hills are calling me. Israel, the only land where deserts come to life. I want to go to the only home my heart will ever know. With you and your friendly smile, you built a land for all. The mountains watched with joy when first we met the wall. From Eilat to the Golan Heights, your beauty never rests. This land was built by God, and still this land God tends. To Israel, the only land where I was meant to be. Israel, Yerushalayim, your breeze is beckoning me. Israel, the only land where deserts come to life. I want to go to the only home my heart will ever know. Israel, the only land where I was meant to be. Israel, Yerushalayim, your hills are calling me. Israel, the only land where deserts come to life. I want to go to the only home my heart will ever know.
Israel. From the album Songs of the Yom Kippur War, we'll hear Arek Lavi, Shir Hu Lo Rak Milim. A song is not only words, and certainly this music has been so inspirational for all of us throughout the hard times. A song is not only words, it is much more. It is a hope, a dream, a prayer, a declaration that better days are sure to come. You might want to join along with Arek Lavi as he sings with others, soldiers in the audience. The tune, I'm sure you'll catch it if you haven't heard this before. A song is not only words. Oz Shiru.
Bye. חייל הולך, חייל חוזר, אבל תמיד אחד חסר, והחשבון שאין לו סוף חייב לחלוף. שירו, 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 שיר, שיר, הוא לא רק מילים. שיר, שיר, הוא לא רק צלילים. שיר, שיר, הוא התחלה. שיר, שיר, תקווה גדולה. הקרב נגמר, אולי עוד לא, יש ניצחונות, יש מפלות, אך השלום תלוי בכם, הוא חייכם. אז שירו, שירו, שירו,
Eric Lavie. Let's conclude this first hour of a special for Yom HaAtzma'ut with a recording that was made in October 1974 at the Israel National Theater Habima in Tel Aviv. It was a UJA tribute to the people of Israel. This is Hedva and David, and many of you will recognize this particular selection, We Are One.
We are one, say it over, we are one, we are one, we are branches of a tree.
And as one, united we will stand, together and together we'll be free. Think as one, act as one, as a people we are one, and together we will last. Like a mighty river in the sun, flowing to the future from the past. One is brotherhood, everybody reaching for another. One great brotherhood, no man can live all alone.
We are one, say it now, say it brother, take a vow, make it plain so that everyone can see. If we stand together, we will stand forever, and forever we'll be free.
We have thrived and survived, though we've wandered many lands, and we're still here to tell about it all. Down through every century you'll find, we're boldest when our back is to the wall.
Forever and forever we'll be free. For as one.
Yes, for as one, forever we will forever be free. Okay, this is Charlie Bernhardt back in, what is this, 2018? That was 1991. En Kadosh Takad HaShemesh is nothing new under the sun. It was perfect. I hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for another outstanding hour commemorating and celebrating Yom HaAtzmaut. Shalom, everyone.